Sunday, but I know you thought I'm showing the wise part.
Okay, let's make a quick summary of so far. Right, quick recap on my side. So we were speaking last time about a microphone or telephone format. Let me just put this on. I want to show you something very interesting, actually.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Sorry, this I don't know what it's about. Charlie is, can you be yoked? Can you hear?
No, I can hear.
Normal?
Yeah.
Not working, obviously. Hello?
There's an echo.
It's very interesting, Charlie's over here, exactly. This Charlie with a microphone.
Should I close that door?
I think it should be alright, Moshi. Can you hear me here?
Yeah.
Clearly?
Yes.
Not for the microphone. It's not working. It worked before. It just worked before. That's a run out of battery. Okay, well, we'll come to this in a minute. Let's just start from the beginning quickly. There's a halacha of Shemei Ka'ina. And that is, the many mitzvahs we don't do it on ourselves personally, we hear from someone else. Lamash or Kiddush on Friday night, Mikra Megillah, Tekiah Shofar, Havdalah. One person does the action, says the words, and with that, the listeners are Yotza. And that is a concept of Shemei Ka'ina, which is Min HaTorah works. Al Shaila was last time. In a case of where a person hears something on a microphone.
Let's just try it once more.
Try it once more, Moshi?
Yeah,
I want to hear it. That's not working. Hello? No, it's not working. Hello? Okay, it's not working. Anyway, you all know what happens when you've got a microphone.
Your Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Hello? Oh, one minute. Hello?
Yeah, it's coming.
It's getting better.
Yeah,
the shine is, when you hear me now speaking like this, what are you hearing? What? Right, so this is an interesting question. So the Maisa, this is what we spoke about last time. And the question was, are you Yotza a mitzvah with that? That's not going to be relevant on Shabbos, if you're not going to be doing on Shabbos. But what's going to be relevant too is the question on, let's say Abdullah on the telephone. Let's say Marshall Sam's wife's had a baby. She's in the hospital. It's in the middle of the summer. So it's very, very late. And they won't let you come in to make Abdullah. And she wants to see Abdullah, where is she? So can you make Abdullah for her on the telephone? That's question one. And question two is, the Marshall, let's say a Megillah. You want to hear the Megillah, and it's a big, big room, and it might say, because there are a lot of people listening, it's easier to have a microphone to be able to use, to be able to hear the Megillah. Can you do that?
Why
can't you do that? So, Moshe wants to know why can't you do that? The question over here is very interesting, and that is, the question hinged on this point is, what are you hearing when you hear a microphone? Now, that's clear. My voice is definitely okay if you hear it. But the question is now, when you hear it via something else, is that also okay? Or do you say, no, that's not my voice anymore? My voice has been transferred to digital. We said the last time how this works, actually. What happens is... how electronically it works. So I'm just wondering where it is. Here. Baranko, hearing a telephone, any kind of feel a code the bomb touch the it's not actually the sound of the speaker. Shadibo Niknas to take a telephone, the speech goes into the telephone, but Machshi Mishana code the gallery electronic, it transfers it into waves, electronic waves. The telephone or the recipient, it changed it again, back to the sound of the person. Actually, it's just Chiddush, actually, last week, I phoned the dentist up, I had to do with the share. I said, hello, it's me. Oh, Mr. Weisbach. That's a issue, actually. How could she tell who I was?
I'm not sure.
Perhaps I'm not sure.
The number came up on the telephone.
Perhaps she must have hundreds of numbers.
Oh, hundreds of numbers.
It's
got the name, hasn't it?
It's got the name on it.
Yeah, probably.
She said, you dampened my spirit. She told me she recognises my voice.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is, it's amazing how it works. It's so clear, it sounds mummish like me. But the Meister, it's going through a change. I was just speaking somewhere else. It's just said to me now that there's one thing called digital. There's another one, I can't remember what it's called, but it goes even further. It changes into more things. So this thing is one way of working. I forgot the other one's called.
Analog.
He said, now it's much worse. It changes even more. It goes like into a recording box and it comes afterwards. It's even worse than what it used to be.
It's better than
analog. What?
Analog's better, probably.
Why?
Digital changes.
The one they told me now is the one that's much worse. They told me it goes into like a box, like a recording box first.
Yeah, digital.
Okay, so the Meister, even we're going to see what the Shailu is, but this is a question. So here was a huge machlok, as we said last time. And we said that the Meister, many poskim hold that's problematic. The Baal, it's not your sound, it's not you, you can't be you. That means, according to this, it comes our problem. That means, as a chasna, for example, what is relevant to us, or in Sherbog at any time, is to use a microphone for mezuman, sherbrochers, chuppah, is all problematic. Because you're not hearing, you have to have 10 people who are hearing the voice of the mevorich. So I told you last time, so I want to show you this time, I don't know if it's going to work, that last time, hello, can you hear?
Yes.
Last time I said to you that what happens is, the rov who did it, I asked him, he told me that you can hear my voice as well. I must say that's a chiddush. I don't know. I think it's a very chiddush. I'm asking you now: can you hear me, or you're hearing the mic?
Hear you. Now, I'm hearing you. I'm not hearing through the mic.
How do you know? Not hearing the mic?
I think it's you.
What?
It's
you. Yeah, I think you think it's me. It's not. It's the mic.
We can talk very quiet.
If you're not talking the mic now, can we give me this ear?
Now, when I speak in this, now when I speak, what are you hearing? When I'm using a mic. That's the question. Does the mic make it worse? So this Rob says to me, that Rabbi Yashar said to him, that since I've got a very loud voice, 10 people can anyway hear me. Now, I find that a chiddush. I must say that was a chiddush, but it could be. But that will come out enough to be there. If there are 10 people who are being able to hear, then lachol, that's much better. But I don't think it's like that. Someone said to me before, very interesting, he said it depends where the mic is. It could be, it's also interesting. If you're holding a mic and the sound comes out here, that could be a problem. But if you've got speakers on the wall, then it could be, I wonder if it's true, I have to try it out. He said, maybe then you can hear the voice.
It all depends on the volume of the speakers.
So, there's a lot of things depends on. So I'm saying, well, it's true. So it's very risky, the mice of this thing. I say it's very, very risky. So I'm saying, generally speaking, it's l'chol takasha. How this works, I'm saying, unless you rely on the fact that you're hearing the mevorich make these brochas, or you're relying on the fact, that which we saw last time for Ram Moshe, I've got Ram Moshe still here, someone asked the Moshe to Shaila about using a microphone for the Megillah. Mami Sal Shaila, is that okay? So Moshe speaks out over here to Shaila. And he says over here, Rabbi Chishwa says, he did the Dima Saf Ketuva. I'm very doubtful, says Moshe. After the name of Shemesh comes in, someone, even if it's true what the experts say, you're not actually hearing the sound of a person. It's an intermediate voice. It's changed into waves, and that comes out. Even if that's true, says Ramosha. Even so, says Ramosha, still might be all right. Because that only comes about when someone actually speaks into it. So you need someone to speak into that. Maybe that's called his voice. The Harry calls there should Nishma Oyster Kodem Mamish, and make it's coming out like his voice. But we're lying on Etzem Kodem Hashmir Echu. How do we know what it means to listen to someone? Maybe speaking through through waves is also called speaking. So Ramosha is not so sure. In fact, Ramosha is noted like this a bit. It's not finished yet. And the Chaznish also, Shlomo Zalman says that the Chaznish also said this. That who said it's not called a Shmir? Who said it's not? On that, the Meister, Ramosha finishes off. The Moshe says, "Mikol Machon, can we shlo borrow leheter?" It's not clear this heter. But who inyan chadash? It's a new thing. B'chot mechlal yesh limchos. One should object to stop this going after new things. So Rav Moshe is noiter that it should be all right, but he doesn't want this new thing to start, and therefore he says one shouldn't. So the chayyim quotes Rav Moshe for $1 on a telephone, as if for example, when there's no other choice, It's better than nothing. L'chaira. According to Al Apostle, you're wasting time. Shlomo Zalman says it's a waste of time. It's nothing at all. Does not count at all. You're wasting time.
It's provided the Mitzvah is the same.
What?
It's only provided that the Mitzvah is the same.
Yeah. So I'm saying, I don't know what's called this new technology. That's what some of the times there before. The new technology today might be worse than in the times of Ramosha. Because it gets...
Well, it's difficult. I hear you with my ears. I think we can change over into waves till I hear that
tree. Yeah, you know yourself what you're saying?
No,
Ramosha Feinstein.
Oh, right.
That's why it's for it. He times what? Who says? When it goes to the way that I speak to you now, it's a hideous because the Torah allows. The Torah never says I speak to you out the ear.
Correct.
So the Torah allows that to be said.
Even though it's been changed, but
yeah, but that's a natural way of speaking. Who says now when you're machadish a new system that that also counts?
Well, what's the difference?
Because it's going through another means. It's being
changed.
What?
It's
well,
got hearing aid,
it can't hear it. Yeah, so the chayra, it's the same thing. But I'm not sure what I mean. Let's get this clear first. What we're talking about now, for now, we are talking about a shayla of being yotze a mitzvah. I mean, to answer our main, the chayra is never a problem because it's not worse than actually Alexandria, where they waved the flags and you could answer our main. They didn't hear anything. So, call shayla over here where you're hearing something because zecha the chayra answer our main. So answering me is not a problem. The shayla can be yotzer mitzvah with it. So I'm saying, bech zavos mashal by mezuman, you got a chiyuv to answer mezuman. So we saw this already last time. I'm not going through the whole thing again. Last time we saw that mezuman is a chiyuv to hear what's being said, pashas, and therefore the chayra to use a microphone will be a problem there. So last time we saw a vosna says that by mezuman, maybe it's a bit more lenient, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, says Rav Vosna, because maybe in Mezuman it's a din of just knowing it's being said. He himself is a Bechidosh, actually. He says, Pashtus is a method to hear, actually, what's being said. But he says, possibly you could say that by Mezuman it's a method just to hear it, and once you hear, that's what happens. Maybe. So that would help for Mezuman. For other mitzvahs, it's a problem. Yeah? That's comes out. So the bottom line is, ideally, Lechora, one should avoid these things for these mitzvahs. I'm saying those who are makers either hold like Rav Moshe, that Lamaise, it's your voice, like your voice, and they hold, even though Rav Moshe husband shouldn't really do it, but they're holding like you can do it. Or you're holding like this, Rav told me that you're hearing, 10 people are hearing the Ikka thing. The Kiddush also. And they're hearing the Ikka thing, and therefore the other people are just joining in, that's okay. Yeah? Now, the shine is what about a hearing aid now? That's also true. So, what is the hearing aid any different? So, shine number one is, first of all, can you wear a hearing aid on Shabbos? So, the Maya said, the possible say that's okay. Many possible say that's all right.
What is hearing aid?
Hearing aid is the same thing. It's very similar. It's the same thing, right?
It's very similar.
Oh, regular Moshi. I don't have a regular Moshi. What?
The Moshi is so needed.
The Moshi?
Yeah. So, you take the hearing aids up.
Oh, really? Interesting. Ah, okay.
The Shofar and...
Make it a property.
And for?
Yeah, it's based on this thing. It's not. It's not annoying, I could do it. And I said, I must tell you the truth, a lot of posthum seems to be a fault. He says, interesting, he times that a hearing is much better. It would be. And he says that, read out his swara.
What's
the head of the It's helping the body, it's helping the person. So many postures hold that's okay. I'd say it's not worse than a kamiya. Kamiya, which helps a person, it's not worse than that. What? Maybe you could hear without it. What? You need it. You hear cards. It's mashamish the good. It's helping the body. So it's like a swallow.
Yeah. That's
a
what?
Two things. One is chutzah. One is on Shabbos. Can you wear it for carrying? Now, one is moshe. Let's say for a mitzvah. Can you be yotze mitzvah with it? So it's two things. So I mean, some of it's so. I think many possibly say it's not. It's okay. They say the ma'aser it becomes part of the body. The Shabbos should go. Therefore, it's okay. And it's not that.
Well, it's not his body. It's a problem of the person speaking to him.
There's two shaylos. One is, can the person wear it in the street? That's the shayla of Hotzah. So mitzad him, it's mashamish the guf. What?
He said he's allowed to.
He's allowed to. Pastor could have many possibilities. Now, if Dovid's out from Kasha, can I speak to someone who's wearing it? So that gave many possibilities. Oh, that's no problem. haven't got the posuk in front of me. Many posuk, that's not a problem, even on Shabbos, the Maaser do that. Now, just take what Rav Falt says about the hearing aid. He says, L'chayr, he starts, so he's talking about Mezuman, he says, L'chayr, like a Ramco, same as a, what's it called, a Ramco, a microphone. Like a microphone. Could be usually more lenient with a Ramco. It becomes part of his hearing. It becomes part of his body. The main is the swarry ties that becomes mommy's part of you.
Glasses
have the same thing. Is that who says the same thing now? Who says the same thing? I've seen glass wherever, it's not the worst if you have a glass between you. For someone was in his house and he went to cut wrong through a glass, it's not the end of the world. So I'm sure it's the same thing. So Maisa, a lot of people hold that might be okay in such a thing. I haven't got. Shabbos also. Shabbos says.
Do you want to
do Mr. Brewer? No, I've got one. I don't want to ask you. I mean, he brings up Machlokes here, the what's his name? Lekker Kaposkes, my name. What's the Dabbe with Shabbos, La Odom, Shishba Oz, No Machshir, Yesha Oysa, Yesha Matin. The Maaser, a lot of people are on Mate. They say it's a Tzorech, it's okay. So the Maaser is, I think the one can be so much on this nowadays. Does he bring it at the bottom? I saw a swara from someone, I can't remember who it was. Yeah, a lot of people are mashed to matter a person. You're allowed to speak to such a person. No, it's not the same thing. A microphone is much worse, yeah? Shlomo Zalman, I think, says before you're allowed to speak to such a person. A microphone is much worse. There's an Issa Shmos Kol, it's making a loud noise. So it's Issa Tekon Chazal. What do you call it? Yeah. Hearing aid is only in the ear of the person. Only he can hear the noise. That's not the Issa Shmos Kol. Level of possibility that that's okay. So let's make a summary of what we just said, Rabbi Yisai. So the Chayre, it should come out that for a normal mitzvah, ideally one should avoid using a Ramco, if one can. Unless one is relying on Ramosha's head to them, Ikat in this book, which I've seen Ramosha himself doesn't really like it so much. Or one relies on the fact, what this Rav said to me, that as long as 10 people are able to hear what's being said, which I say is very duckistic, because it depends, you're quite right, depends how many allowed people it is, depends how loud it is, depends on a lot of factors, but if they're doing that, that's what they're relying on. It's far better, the Chayra, to take it away for a bit, just while you make the brochas. We can, we get someone's got a loud voice to make the brochas, that will be good for this idea over here. So let's just start the next topic. So tomorrow, what was next one? Next one tomorrow? Ah, that's another interesting, we should have really spoken about Shavuos. That's a very interesting Indian, is Lamosha, what's the halacha? If someone, two people eat, three people eating at the table. Let's say two people eating fleishik, and one person eating milk. Now this is an interesting halacha over here. Are they allowed to join together for Muslim? What's the shayla, we say?
Yeah.
Oh, so why can't eat from each other? It's an interesting halacha, so I don't know if people realize this actually. I don't know how people do this nowadays. It's an interesting halacha. If you have bread on a table while you're eating meat, we're choshish that you might have touched that bread with your meaty hands, and therefore that bread should not be eaten with milk, in a milky meal. That means now, if two of us are eating a meaty meal, and one person is eating a milky meal, we've got a hecker on a table, we're sitting at the table, I've got my schnitzel and my bread, I don't know what, and this person's having pizza with bread. So now, the bread on a table, which is by me, that is chashash imakam meeting. He can't eat that bread. Yeah? But I can't, well, if he's having a pizza, he might have a problem. Let's say he's having a cup of coffee. Have a cup of coffee. Milky food, he's having cream cheese. Now, he's had his cream cheese, and that was his bread, and I'm having my meaty meal with schnitzel and I don't want. So I can't eat from his bread. Because I'm fleishig. But, says the Mishnah Berurah there, it's much better. He can eat from my bread. Because a person who's milky can still eat meaty. Unless you've got the chumrah, the zoya, that you wait half an hour, which is an interesting point there. But let's say he hasn't got this chumrah, yeah? So he could really eat from my bread. But he could eat from my bread, that's called a tzilah. Such a person there can join for a mezuzah. Because technically speaking, he could have my bread.
vice versa.
But vice versa is the problem. So I think Mishnah Berurah says the minig in that case is that the one who's had the milky food should be the mezamen. Because he is the one who's making the mezamen. I can't join with him.
So the milk. Can't join.
What?
Flesh the one can't eat.
But the milky one can join with me, and that's called a tziruf. So since he could join with me, that's the mezamen. Very good, okay. Thank you.